Mary Jo had asked me to maybe send you some kind of bio. And, you know, as far as introducing me, I just like people to know that I'm a guy that really didn't believe a lot of this that I hear about Manatech when I heard it. I was a little slow to come. It took several months for me to, you know, get over what I saw to find out really what the truth was. And to me, that's always what it's been about with Manatech. It's not been about peddling products. It's not really been about just sharing business opportunities. It's been about sharing more of a truth. And it was important. People needed to know it. And how to support it in a source that was not available anywhere else. And so, I mean, I really dug in to find the facts. And I guess, you know, the truth, when you know it, will set you free. And there's a lot of people like to say a lot of good stuff, a lot of fancy stories, and everybody has a product, a widget, gadget, something that makes their business work, if you will. But, you know, Manatech has something that makes us work. And that's what I saw. You know, I've had so many people, and I've been so honored, and Judy and I have been, gosh, paraded around and recognized. And, you know, it's certainly overwhelming and gratifying, there's no doubt. Yet, I just want people to know that I'm not a success because of just me and what I do or did. And, yeah, there's a lot to that because it's about what you do. But more so, it's just that if what you're doing is not effective or if what you're doing it with is not effective, it's pretty hard to be successful. And yet, if what you're doing it with and what you're offering to people is so impactful that it literally changes their life and literally to the point that it's more important for them to know and be participating than anything at any level that you could be compensated for. You know, Lord, people used to ask me all the time, you know, how did I approach people? And I would just tell them there's something important that I want them to know. And they would ask me one question after another or whatever the question was. It was really irrelevant. For the most part, I probably put more people in Manatech, getting them to, you know, promise me they wouldn't get in and promise me they wouldn't buy anything, but they would sit down and listen. Because a lot of times people would instantly say, well, I can't afford it, or I'm not really interested, or, you know, and I'm not what you call a mass marketer. I am not in the direct sale business. I am not, you know, a canvasser, if you will. You know, direct sale is, you know, to me, another type of business. I know we've been called direct sale. I know we're a part of the Direct Sell Association, and yeah, that's all true, but, you know, networking is indirect sales, not direct sales. Somebody said one time, you can introduce it or you can present it. You can't do both. That's what I'm trying to say is, you know, I never was a good introducer and presenter. In fact, I've been a lousy introducer, but, you know, probably better at presenting. So, you know, it comes down to raising curiosities and leading people to look at what is available here, and that's something that I found that worked. It's called empowerment. It allows them to feel in their own mind, in their own heart, that they can do this. And a lot of times we can dazzle them with brilliance, and yet, you know, they're thinking, I don't want to do that, or I can't do that. But when you're just you, and you're empowered by what you have in your hands. And I heard somebody say one time that we should be, you know, replaceable. And I just hate that word. I know that I've seen people that I've had replaced for years in Manatech. They come and go because they didn't get what we have. They didn't understand it. And I want my people to be duplicatable. And I want them to be remarkable because I think everybody's remarkable. But I want them to be remarkable in their own way, in their own heart, in their passion for what we have our hands on. You know, if you want to be duplicatable, then that comes by what you hand somebody. What they see, feel, and touch makes you duplicatable. It's not what you say. You can't hand them a script and allow them to be duplicatable. So, you know, my point is if we can raise curiosity and we can allow people to investigate who we are, to find out that we're truly, I believe, a company of destiny, a company that has a gift that was bestowed upon us that had brewed up through the years for literally over thousands of years, has been out there, understood, it's been talked about, it's been prophesied, it's been written about. And then at some point in time, through science, it was captured, sat out there, gathered dust, nobody knew what it was. And then all of a sudden, you know, through the vision of an individual and prayers, you know, there was a company that was born. And I honor Sam and Linda for all that they did in their vision of a Joseph company. And I'm so honored to be a part of that today and see it grow and become that true, as I said, company of destiny that we've all heard about. You know, from that date forward, and as we grew into the future, we become a company who is set out on a mission to eradicate the most devastating problem in the world today. And yes, it's affecting children all around the world in orphanages, but it's also affecting people right here in our own house. You know, the illness and disease rate is going through the ceiling. You know, it's unbelievable what's happening out here. And, you know, people are worried about their health, they're concerned, they're doing everything that traditional, you know, sources offer, and so they're looking at what they can do to take responsibility for themselves and really who to do it with, because, you know, you can't change channels fast enough and hear another lotion or potion or powder or juice or whatever's there, a new brain health product or whatever it is. And people say, why can they say what they say and we can't say what we know? But the point is they don't say it very long, you know, and the con men come and go. But, you know, companies that are valid, companies that are worthy, companies that have something truly of value, they don't need to stand up and blow their horn like that. They just need to continue to move forward with integrity. And, you know, self-evident is just that. People see it. They don't have to hear it. They see it. And, you know, talk is cheap. So, you know, several years ago, we went to work on a project to develop a little booklet, if you will, not a handout, not something you would introduce. And please, don't ever let me comment or say things that would go against what your leadership teaches you, and because truly you're involved in the most impactful group in the entire company. And, you know, I've known Mary Jo since the day I joined, and I used to admire the way she was, the way she did things, and how fun-loving she was. And I thought, man, if I could ever be like her, if I could ever have an organization and do what she does, and, you know, I'm just honored to follow what she teaches. So I'm not here to go against anything that might sound a little different than possibly what she shares, but I think we're pretty close to being on the same page, and it's truly about value. It's truly about moving forward with integrity. It's truly about, you know, following the laws of the land and making sure that we operate according to, you know, the guidelines that we fall under. And so we don't need to be out here saying things that are literally blatantly wrong. I've heard people make what you'd call claims and all. And I really get upset about that, because anytime somebody says our product works on ABC disease, then, you know, it's not my first concern of what the company might say, and I don't really have a concern over what regulatory officials say, and, you know, I'm not worried about being attacked. What I'm worried about is that people get the wrong opinion, that they're misled, because, you know, the human body is an incredible machine. It's constructed with divine intelligence. It can do things that science has never been able to figure out, and I'm thinking in the future they'll never find out truly the magnificent function of this incredible machine. But the simplicity is that if we just support it the way it's designed and give it what the book tells us to give it, then we have to praise it for what it's designed to do and the outcome and its creator. And so anytime we take a claim on a disease-related condition in a product, we take that praise away from where it belongs. that belongs to the creator, that belongs to the designer, to the intelligence that made you possible. And so let's not take that away from where it belongs, and let's not even try and make claim to gain focus for what some other system is doing. Let's just stand on the truth. And the truth is that the human body is an incredible machine that heals itself. And doctors know that. Everybody else knows that. So we're breaking ground on exactly what to do about that. And when it comes to looking at our products, as you continue through that company of destiny, you'll find that it's a philosophy of wellness. It exposes what the world has done about it. It talks about the synthetics and the things that people will find out there and how to look for them. And it will leave you with what did ancient wisdom tell us. And it just simply says, don't you get it? And then when you step into the philosophy of wellness, it talks about how to support the body at a cellular level. It talks about how to pay attention to bodily systems and how to support certain functions, and then of course overall body fitness and how to keep yourself fit and trim and up and moving. And it's just really a simple understanding of what to do first, what to do next, and how to overall take care of this machine that God gave you. And then from there it leads you right into a few other what I call target products that we offer that assist in particular areas. And last but not least, youth. A product that literally delivers what it says. The icing on the cake is really when you get to the back. And that's where we talk about what we do with what we do. And, our purpose. Because it's great, what we can do for ourselves. It's great for what we can do for those around us. But it's even greater what we can do for those in some cases that we'll never have a chance to be a part of. And that's what we have a chance to do. And so, it's much bigger than ourselves. And so when you sit down and you try and share with somebody the story of Manitech, who we are, what we do, a little bit about how we do it and why, it's a way that allows you to sit down and allow the words to speak for you, to allow them to become empowered so they can reach out and hold that for themselves and go share it with somebody else. When it comes to introducing Manitech, I don't think there's one way. I mean, there's the pat way, I'm sure. Hey, I'm expanding a business. Do you know somebody that's sharp? I've got something I'd like to talk to you about. If you're interested, great. If you're not, no big deal. Well, to me, it is a big deal. It's a real big deal if you miss Manitech. And so I don't share Manitech by accident. I don't share it, by spreading it out there and hoping somebody will buy it. In fact, I'm not a good fisherman. You won't catch me fishing very much at all. I cannot sit there and wait for something to bite. I'm really not a hunter either, but if you were to compare me to one or the other, I guess you could say I'm a hunter. I mean, I look for my target. I point. I aim. And I have intention. And so if you're going to build a Manitech business, I want you to build it with intention, not by accident, not by going out here and posting stuff all over Facebook and leaving flyers around town. And, because what you're saying to people is everything that you want them not to know until you get a chance to talk to them. Because people are, I'm going to say it, people are strange. They just make up stuff in their own mind. And 90% of it's wrong. And so if you give them a chance to have a wrong opinion, you can't change that. So don't. Don't let anybody know what you're doing until you're ready to sit down and target them and intend for them to understand it. So do it with purpose. If what we're doing has a purpose, you should do it with purpose. It's not by accident. If it's no big deal that somebody misses it, well, then you must not grasp what you have your hands on. And my idea is, if that's the way you feel, you're not going to be around very long. And we've seen that. We've seen people that could do it all. They were the best, and they come and they go, and they come and they go. But the real heart of Manitech doesn't leave. It sticks because they have purpose and they have reason to be here. In some cases, Judy and I sometimes think that we've got reasons not to be here. We've been up, we've been down, we've been through it, and some people are no longer here. And, you know, we feel real bad about that because they missed it. And in some cases, they lost their hope of it. But, you know, I'm just so proud of all of you because you didn't give up on it. And those of you that have just come on board, man, I wish I was joining today without baggage, without understanding of everything that was, but knowing the truth. Because I'll tell you, that's all we need to move forward. And, you know, Manatech is in a position that they could have only dreamed of. You know, they've got everything positioned in a way where, you know, literally it's just up to us. You know, to some it may be confusing, but to leaders it's the ability to pick and choose the things that would allow you to move the fastest. But when you go to introduce Manatech, I believe it's important that, well, that you just share your heart. You know, I remember my first presidential trip. We went down to Acapulco. It's kind of funny. A lot of presidentials were complaining because that year they didn't go back to Hawaii. But, you know, for Judy and I, who'd barely ever been out of Oklahoma, it was the most amazing trip that we had an honor to be a part of. We just were down there in awe at what was going on. And I went out and got a bunch of postcards, and I sent them to most everybody we could think of that we could get them to in our organization. And we wrote three things on those postcards: focus, share it from the heart, and be willing to serve others with it. And I think that's the answer to building Manatech. You focus on what you're doing. You put the blinders on. You get up with intention every single day. And you find a target. And you sit down with purpose. And you say there's something that you've just got to know about. And, you know, that's, for me, how I've always done it. I've never hoped that maybe somebody would bite. You know, there's something called conditioning. That's the way people think based on their surroundings and their circumstances. You know, I've listened to people talk about different personalities and how to work with the four personality types. Well, you're going to limit yourself and your ability to connect with people if you just connect with their personality. Because, you know, people are different. They're not driven by their personalities. They're driven by their conditions and their environments, their circumstances, whether they have a job or they don't, the health of their wife or their husband or their son or daughter, the circumstances and how they're meeting their obligations. All of those things condition people in a way they think. Sure, their personalities might attribute to that and help them through it, or maybe don't, not. But the reality is when you understand people's conditioning and what they've dealt with, you've got to learn that there's an art to be able to tap through that. And the real art of that is called curiosity, to allow them to have a little bit of a misunderstanding about what's going on, just enough to where they want the correct understanding. And, you know, sometimes you can just talk people right out of it. So introducing Manatech is so diverse. It could be simply, I've got something going on you need to know about, or, gosh, I know you've been, you know, spending time at home, you haven't been feeling well, and, you know, I just need to talk to you. And, you know, it's just whatever it is. It could be something as little as, you know, hey, I know that children are the love of your life. You and I need to talk. It's just, there's all kinds of ways to make that approach. But once you make that approach, you don't get a second chance to make that first impression. So don't blow it. And so when you get that chance to sit down, allow them to begin to grasp the magnitude of what you're about to hand them. It's truly a gift. Lori, you know, I could ramble all day, and I'm not always sure what people want to know. If anybody has any comments or questions or anything that maybe in particular I could touch on, I'm really open.
Well, I got to say, Jeff, that I just want to sort of start over every time I hear you talk about it. Your passion and your faith come through so strongly. I really enjoy listening to it.
Well, thank you. You know, I think most people are no different. And when they're severely challenged and they have a great love of their life and they feel hopeless, it sort of turns people around and they start going about things differently. And for us, that's where we had reached. And hearing about Manatech, it was not what we expected. And after now 34 years involvement in network marketing as a whole, 18 years or so as of when I heard about Manatech, I was pretty much fed up. I thought I'd seen it all. And but, you know, what had my attention was a simple comment. And the simple comment was that this is not a product, but a discovery. It's a discovery in how the human body functions and how to support it. And that caught my attention. Nobody ever said, I've got something that'll take your wrinkles away. Nobody ever said, I've got something that'll help you sleep better. Nobody ever said, hey, I've got something that'll give you more energy. Nobody ever said anything about, I got a product that supports your immune system. Nobody said anything about anything other than this was a discovery, not a product. And, you know, that caught me different because everybody else wanted to talk about how their vitamin could beat up my vitamin and how their product was better and how it did this and how it did that. And that's what caught me by surprise. And I want to share this with you all. That's what you're sharing with people. You're not a pedal pusher or product pusher, whatever you want to call it. We're not peddlers. That's not what we do. We're sharing the greatest discovery in modern science and a way to support that. It's now published in the Library of Congress. I listened to a man on a conference call, a man who is what I consider very polished. I heard somebody say, you don't buy him, you rent him. He goes from company to company. But, you know, there's many professionals out there that play at that level. And, you know, he was talking about the introduction of a new company. And believe me, I'm in the middle of just about anything that's being introduced. I'm listening. I'm investigating. I mean, I follow people right out the door, and I want to know where they're going and why. And because, you know, when it comes back to me, I have answers. I'm a very investigative person. And so I've been listening. I've been watching. And you know what? I heard, you know, a company that is backed by a Nobel Prize winning science, that no company has a Nobel Prize behind its science. No company has this. It's the only company that. And I'm thinking, they are clueless. They're absolutely clueless about Manatech Incorporated, a company that since October of 99 has had over 7 Nobel Prizes in medicine and physiology awarded for even alluding to what the science that is backing Manatech. Everything that's been produced by Manatech and yes, published, and things that have been published about these sugars is now culminated into the most impactful science published in the Library of Congress. Through the National Academies Press, you can find over almost 200 pages that describes everything from how they're going to make money and produce drugs with these sugars to the discoveries and the biological pathways of what they do and perform in the human body. Every form of disease and virtually every biological process is involved with a group of sugars. So it's not about taking claim to how a sugar works on a problem, but knowing that it is the basis for entire function where human physiology is concerned. And, you know, that's just the facts. But what does that mean? Everything. And that's the answer. How can it help you? I don't know. What did it do for us? More than we could have imagined. So, you know, a lady stood on stage at the leadership event, and she talked about the challenges that she had had with her health and the problems that she had faced. And she said, I can't tell you that this cured me, but I can tell you that I'm standing here. And you know what? I don't take claim that Manatech products have ever done anything in the areas of reversing or impacting a health challenge. But I do know for a fact that by supporting the human body has some pretty amazing things built in it. And through that process, we've seen some pretty amazing things happen. So we can dance around the truth all day long. Yes.
Well, that sort of brings to mind when I first got involved with Manatech and somebody said to me, don't you think you're giving false hope to people? And I thought, you know, I think the worst thing you can do is give false hopelessness to people, which I think is what society and culture and our medical system does. So I think giving people hope is one of the really cool things that people that get involved with Manatech have to offer.
I have a question.
Yes.
You said that you just wrote three things on the postcard. You said focus, share from the heart, and I didn't get the third thing.
Serve others.
Serve others. What a blessing.
I'm glad you brought that up because after 34 years in network marketing, I know that I'm not probably somebody to listen to learn how to be successful, but if you want to know how to fail, you can come to me. I can tell you what doesn't work because, you know, through failure, you build steps to success. Sometimes you just have to keep learning what doesn't work, and sometimes people give up because they feel like they're a failure. But the failure hasn't lost. The failure is the winner who didn't quit.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the point there. Now, so when you come to serving others, let me tell you some things taught in network marketing. Look for a business builder. Well, let me give you a hint. You'll never find one. So give it up. Don't do it. Look for somebody that needs this product. Because when they get a response and their bodies begin to please them, everybody knows somebody, and there comes your leader. So don't go looking for a business builder. What a waste of time. And I'll tell you something. If you find somebody that tells you they're a business builder, most of them will be gone in 90 days because they judge their success based on a check. Let me tell you something. If you're basing your success with Manatech on a check, you're not touching people with it. Because when you've been touched by Manatech, it's not about the money. And so it comes down to serving a few very well. You see, for Judy and I, we shared this with 14 people. 14, not 1,400. And out of those 14, I think five people virtually said okay to get me to quit calling. But nine of them stuck with it a little bit, and seven of them, you know, had incredible results. And over the course of these last number of years, we've grown to well over 70,000 people in all 50 states, 19 foreign countries.
Hmm.
So it's not about how many I could sign up. And I never worked with my leaders. Let me tell you something. If you didn't buy a product, you didn't get a phone call from me. But if you're buying this product, you got a phone call. Because I wanted to know if the product worked. I wanted to know how you were doing. I was serving people to get what they paid for. If you didn't take it, then I was done with you. You see, my point was, I told you about it. I wasn't trying to get you to buy it or take it. I'm just trying to tell you about it. And, you know, ignorance is unlearned knowledge, but stupidity is just not applying it. So I helped people be intelligent and knowledgeable about this product. You know, if they didn't take it, I'm sorry. But I worked with those that did. Because those that did, all of a sudden knew a brother, a son or a daughter, friend that needed it. And all of a sudden, man, I had phone calls, and I was chasing down people that needed to know. So serve people with this product, and you'll find the people that build a business. So, you know, if you can share this with two or three or four or five people, see, I told a guy one time, give me a list of five people to talk to, and I'll help you pay for your products, because they couldn't afford it. So he did. After a good couple of weeks of being reluctant, and finally he said, okay, here's a few people you can talk to. Just call them and see if they have any interest. The first person told me over the phone, if this is network marketing, I don't want to know about it. Made him promise me he wouldn't get in and he wouldn't buy it. But because he was a minister, the Bible says you should be open-minded. Closed-mindedness is the wisdom of fools. So would you listen? And he said, well, I'll listen, but I'm not getting in. I said, we got a deal. And when I got through letting him watch a little short video entitled Winning Battle Within, he looked at me and said, that's true. I've got a friend that needs this. How do I get it? And I said, well, we We talked about that, and you won't get it because you promised me. But I've got it, and I'll take care of getting to him. So I reached out to another gentleman by the name of Paul Brown, who was having some severe challenges. He was a minister of the Sherwood Baptist Church in Oklahoma City. Over the course of 16 weeks, it was profound what took place. Everybody in his church wanted to know what was going on. By the time we got through with the people that saw what happened, and we began to help them and reach out to the people that they knew that needed this, we had close to 800 people in that line. You know, I politely called the minister and said, maybe I'll look at this. I shared this with the guy that gave me the list of five people, and, you know, it just blew him away. And so he began to step forward with this. You know, to date, we've never called the other four on the list. I don't even know who they were because the first one opened a door. And that's what I'm looking for, is a door opener. I'm not a canvasser. I'm not going to go down your list and find somebody and talk to all of them and sign them up. I want one that knows one. See, for the few people you do know, they'll reach out and touch thousands that you don't know. So it's not about the hundreds. It's about the one. The power is in the one. Today, I'm proud to say that that gentleman, Galen Lassiter, is not only, you know, knocking at the door of Platinum Presidential, but he's been the chairman of the Associate Council for multiple years, one of the most successful presidentials, the winner of the Giving Spirit Award. I can go on and on about Galen Lassiter, one of the most incredible leaders in Manatech, who told me, I'm not interested in the business. My wife needs help. And that's who we took care of. And we helped him get his products paid for to get what he was paying for. And maybe, in some cases, what he couldn't even afford. So that's how you win. You don't win by finding business builders. You don't win by working with your leaders. If you work with your leaders, that's about all you're going to have. Pretty soon you got a good social club and a good dinner meeting. But other than that, you don't have a business. You see, the three-point plan is the way you build a business. That's the way I built my business. And Judy and I mean, our organization was breaking one to three presidentials every single month for over 3 years. I mean, it just snowballed out of control. And I did it using the three-point plan. Step one, work the endless chain. Everybody knows somebody. Who do you know? That's the most important question you can ask. Who do you know? Not what do you think. I don't care what you think. I got published, third-party, peer-reviewed material in the Library of Congress. Your opinion's not that important, no offense, but it's not. And neither is your doctor's, because his peers say that he's going to learn this if he wants to keep his license. I'm not going to be quite so blunt with him, but that's the facts. You know, in 7 years, you're going to be required to know what I'm talking about if you want a medical license or even a high school diploma. So it's coming, guys. It's coming. I mean, you should be excited, because we know what nobody else in the world yet knows that is going to be required to know, and to some point and to some degree is going to be at a point where they have to participate. You can't beat us, join us. So step one is, who do you know? Everybody knows somebody. And you're always helping that new person get one. That's it. You don't help them get two. You help them get one. And you help that one get one, and that one get one, and that one get one, and you keep going. Step two, you let the materials work for you and on you. Listen to them yourself. They keep you excited. They keep you inspired that what you have your hands on is true and worthy, you know, from those that have done it, that are doing it, to some of the science and the facts about it. All of that material, the things you hand somebody that just, you know, here, you need to listen to this. That's what makes it work, the materials. It's the only thing that makes you duplicatable. I have yet to see anybody that was duplicatable. But you know what? The materials that we have in our hands can be all the same. But the heart and the passion, the you put in it, is not duplicatable. See, that's the missing ingredient in most people's business, is them. So don't be missing. And let those materials do it for you and keep you going. Number three, you work your organization from the bottom up. They call it building leaders. But building leaders doesn't start from the top down. It starts from the bottom up. Remember that new person that you're helping one person get started with? And one that gets one that gets one that gets, you know, that's what it is. And you're always, so step one and step three is technically about the same. But step three is looking for those people as they rise to the top. Leaders are like cream. They rise to the top. They show up. All of a sudden, they're in your face. You're seeing activity, and you're wondering what's going on. That's a leader. That's a leader emerging in the crowd. And that's what you want to watch for. You want to be savvy to catch that person that's beginning to outrun you. They might be a little controversial. They might step up and confront you and challenge you on what you're doing and how you're doing it. That's okay. Type A personalities do that. So at that point, you want to be sure that they're beginning to understand what we just said. Work the endless chain, let the tools and materials work for you and on you, and always work it from the bottom up and watch for those leaders. So, you know, when you connected with somebody 10, 15, 20 levels down under you, and that person's excited, and you know what? Everybody between them and you is doing the same thing. They're like, oh, my gosh. Because your group will never build based on hope to gain, but it will stick like glue and grow like wildfire based on fear of loss. So when you're working down under people from the bottom up, you're building excitement and you're building fear of loss. And that right there is how you build an organization. With intent. Lori?
Thank you so much. Does anybody else have any questions before we go?
I do have another question. Not
yes, ma'am.
To monopolize, but Dr. Nugent is coming to Walla Walla, Washington this Thursday night. And the date, December 11, 2014, for those that will listen to this call later. And today and tomorrow and Wednesday, I'm going to be calling people that I invited via mail and email, et cetera. What would be the best way to call and see, can I count on you to be there? I mean, what would your recommendation be?
Well, there's kind of a twofold answer. Number one is to people that have never heard anything about Manatech, you want to be sure that they do before they show up. I think it's important that the meeting is and the presentation when they come out to hear is a second look. I always feel that's somewhat important because that way they have a little bit of a grasp. Maybe they've just been handed the company of destiny and say, here's what's all about the company. The gentleman that's going to speak is one of the most noted speakers in the world. A gentleman who was the president emeritus of the American Naturopathic Medical Association, holds multiple medical degrees and left a seven-figure-a-year practice to share the technology that Manatech brings to the market. So, you know, it's really to let them grasp the bigger picture when they come out to the meeting. They've heard a little bit, but now they need to see a little bigger picture. And I'll tell you something. This almost sounds like a lie, and I got to admit it might be to some degree. But you know what? I have gotten so many people excited about Manatech by just telling them, don't get in. Just suit up and show up. Just sit and listen. I can promise you this. Once you've had a chance to listen, I'll never bother you again. And there's something about that where they'll say, okay. But let me tell you what happened with a girl out in Virginia one time. I drove, it was almost 22 hours to do a meeting in Virginia from Tulsa, Oklahoma. I'll tell you something, you do anything in the beginning. And got all the way out there, and the individual that had put everything together, her husband was a doctor and very well noted in the community. And so after all that drive out there and everything that was entailed, we're sitting there the afternoon of the meeting, and she informs me that a lot of people have called and probably are not going to be there. And that she was really worried that we'd have a small crowd. I mean, just, you know, 10 or 20 people. And I said, you know, it's not about the quantity. It's about the quality. You know, I've sat in meetings with two and three people that changed the world. And I've been there with hundreds that we couldn't make a deal with. So there's a little lady sitting there with her. Her husband was a dentist. Her name was Tammy. I remember her very well. And she was just listening and looking, and she said, well, I'll tell you, I'm gonna take off here. I'll be gone a few hours, and I'll see you this evening. And she left. And that evening, there was close to 250 people in that room.
Wow.
And I couldn't believe it. I mean, and so I turned to this lady. I said, my gosh, where'd these people come from? I thought you said there weren't going to be anybody here hardly. And she said, that was Tammy. So I went over and spoke to Tammy. I said, what in the world did you do? I said, how many of these people are yours? She says, well, I have 68 new guests here, and the rest of them are friends of theirs. And then there's a few of them that belong to Jeanette. And I'm like, so you're talking about over 200 people here, and they are instigated by over 60 new people, and they all came? What'd you do? She said, I made them promise. I said, what do you mean you promised? They promised. What are you talking about? She said, I asked them if they would come, and they said, well, yeah, we'll see if we can make it. She said, well, that's not good enough. Are you going to make it or not? It's important for you. Well, yeah, we'll do what we can. As far as I know, I think we can make it. She'd say, can I count on that? They'd go, well, okay, we'll be there. And she says, now, you're not going to tell me that and not show up, are you? And they'd say, no, we'll be there, I promise. Is there somebody you can bring with you? I don't know. Well, it'd be well worth your time. And we won't have to do this twice.
Perfect.
And I could not believe it. And she'd look them straight in the eyes, and she'd get a fourth commitment. You're not going to tell me that and not show up, are you? And it was amazing. I don't think most people are bold enough to do that. I think most people are like, hey, we're having a gathering tonight. You think you can make it? Oh, yeah, sounds pretty good. I'll see what I can do. Great. And then they think that person's coming. That's just the normal answer. It's another way of saying no with a smile on your face. So you need to get people to commit. You know, Manatech is a matter of life and death with me. And to me, it's how I feel about them. If they miss Manatech, they've missed more than an opportunity. And, you know, you got to get that planted in your heart. You got to know that you hold the power of life in your hands. And that's not a medical claim. Life comes in many forms. It comes in physical form where you wake up and your body's working. It comes in the spirit, in your mind, and in your heart, and how you feel about while your body's working. Are you happy? Are you looking forward to things? You know, there's three things God gives you, and I guess I can leave you all with this. When you're born, there's only three. That's the fear of loud noises, the fear of falling, and the fear of abandonment. And, you know, everything else we learn. But the fact is, the fear of falling is simply an innate desire to be on stable ground, to know that everything's okay. We can't handle that stress of unsureness, unshakiness, and all that. We got to know that things are okay. Fear of loud noises is just simply to know that we're prepared. We're prepared for what could come, that nothing's going to startle us, nothing's going to shake us and throw us out of whack. We're going to stand firm. We're strong, and we have hope as we look down the road. That's loud noises and fear of falling. Do I need to explain what fear of abandonment is? That need to be, that need for someone, that need for association, that desire to be accepted? Let me tell you something. Manatech will give you what your life requires from the inside out, from the top down and the bottom up. You can't live without it. That's why we're here.
Thank you so much, Jeff, for all your time and your wisdom and your emotional
You're welcome.
Support.
Just know that it's not about the numbers. It's about the person.
Okay. Good luck with your meeting in Walla Walla.
Yeah, when is that?
It's this Thursday night, so just a few days away. It's at 6:30. You can go on to the event.manatech.com to look at it. It's in the southeast corner of the state of Washington, so it's only a few hours from Spokane. An hour from the Tri-Cities area. It's very close.
I live in Spokane, so I know where you're talking about.
Come on down.
Who do I call?
You can go on to the events planner and get all my information, or I can just say it now if you want. It's Janice.
Go ahead, say it.
My name is Janice, and my number is 541-263-1789.
Okay, 1-541-263-1789, and you're Janice.
Correct.
Thank you, Janice.
You're welcome.
Hey, Jeff?
Yes.
Is Michael Vanderhoof. I just wanted a great presentation, by the way. I just wanted to chime in that Dr. Nugent's going to be in Livonia, Michigan tomorrow doing his presentation, which is also on the event page if you want to.
Fantastic.
Area. Yeah.
Great to hear your voice, Michael. And I saw
you
Dr.
Too.
Nugent stuck in Detroit for a while, so he was sitting in the airports trying to get to you. So.
Yeah, I know. It didn't sound like fun. He had big plans that got interrupted, I think. So.
Absolutely. And, you know, I've had a lot of people that over the last number of years, and even, you know, people that have just recently come on board with Manatech, they may have questions like, well, how come, you know, we've had people just recently resign from the company? How come we have this and that? And over the past few years and the changes, and also a lot of questions have come up, you know, concerning Sam and Manatech and the company. And I'm just so honored to know for a fact that Manatech is just continually getting better. We are fine-tuning. We've had people come for a season to help repair, to refurbish. And you know what? We've been repairing and building from the inside out as a company. And so I'm just honored and proud of that and honored and feel blessed by everybody that's come and left. And where Sam is concerned, what an incredible man. What an incredible legacy he left for all of us. And as this company, Manatech, flourishes worldwide, an international conglomerate that's going to touch lives in ways that never has seen at all. It's never happened like Manatech is happening. And so to know that Sam has positioned this company and literally taken a stance to go on and open bigger doors to bring more awareness to the value of nutrition in children around the world, you know, it just enhances every single thing that we as a company do. And so I bless Sam. I honor him and everything that he's doing. And I'm proud that, you know, what I'm a part of today is something that was begun by he and his vision. And so it just we all couldn't be in a better place. And so for whatever may seem like a negative, just know this. There's been a lot of things that have happened to Manatech that seem like a negative. But, you know, when a brave man takes a stand, the spines of others often stiffen. And that's what I'm trying to say. This is a brave company that has fought some storms and has taken a stand. And, yes, you know, some people have come and gone. But, you know, those that began and made it possible for all of us have really positioned themselves to do even more for us. And that's the way I look at that. So we got to be proud of every bit of Manatech and don't find a reason to complain.
Well, once you're clear, and I know you are, about your why and what this, as you say, discovery represents, I mean, there's nowhere else to go. He's like, what else are you going to do? You know, it's like God called us. There's something we need to get done. And whoever comes or, you know, contributes what they contribute, and if they leave, they leave. I'm telling you, I'm smack on with you. The people that came for money are gone, you know. And I look at people like you that are doing quite well financially by staying the course and doing what you know is in your heart. So, you know, it's what there is to do. And this is too important to let it slide because of any personality or any particular person. So,
absolutely, Michael. Absolutely.
Good for you. Yeah.
And I noticed the stock price is now up to almost $29.50 this morning. So
mm-hmm.
It's a reflection that we're on the right path.
And it's nice to have that validation, but I really don't follow it. It's like I've seen it go up and go down, and I've seen it be manipulated in all these games. It's kind of a nice talking point, I suppose, but that really doesn't float my boat. I mean, if you're in it to play the stock, have fun. We don't really need to talk. If you really understand what it is we've got, you'd probably buy the stock because it'll ultimately be a good thing. It's like Warren Buffett philosophy, but it's. You know, it's this is not a money game. There's plenty of money games out there if you want to play that, you know. But this is not one of them. And so having said that, this is the main reason I you know, I dreamt and created and chose this company before it chose me. And this is exactly, I wanted a product that would be this revolutionary and be patented and make this kind of impact on people's lives. So I didn't have to keep going rebuilding this thing like spinning plates on the Ed Sullivan Show. You know what I mean? That's what I was, my vision of this. I knew that without a product that would do that much work, you're always going to be rebuilding this kind of a business. And, you know, it's still a wonderful business model, but I wasn't willing to play unless I had something like this. And when it showed up, I said, okay, you gave it to me, God. I guess this is it. Let's keep going. So.
And I know sometimes the discouragement that some individuals just don't seem to grasp it, they don't open up to it, or maybe their belief system is so ingrained that they cannot accept it. And, you know, that's okay. All new technologies are never accepted by winning over their opponents.
Yeah.
But in fact, those opponents must just die off, and upcoming generations will embrace it that knew it all along. So that's where we're headed, guys. And so, like one lady said, sometimes I just wish I didn't know about Nanotech.
I've heard people say that to me, too.
Because it's that important. It's that impactful.
Well, you know what it is? It's like you can't know this and not go tell the next person. That's the problem. You know,
yeah.
If you just want to, like, I just want to go on vacation and forget about that I knew it, because I don't want to think that my speaking to the next person could make a life or death difference in their life. And it can. It literally can. And so that is a weight we carry. You know, that's true about that.
Can't say the right thing to somebody at the wrong time. Can't say the wrong thing to somebody at the right time.
There you go.
Bless you all.
Bless you too.
Hey, thank you so much.
Thank
You're welcome.
You. Have a great week, everybody.
All you can deal with, everybody. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Bye-bye.
Merry Christmas. Thank you.